Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, though, I want to go to the Housing Minister, Dara O'Brien, who is to set up a working group to examine solutions for homeowners affected by shoddy building practices during the Celtic Tiger years. The Minister has said that he would be open to proposals such as low-cost loans or a mediation scheme or tax breaks to fix defects if they are recommended by this group. Minister Dara O'Brien joins me on the line now. Minister, you've met homeowners who are in this awful predicament. Tell us what they have said to you and what your feelings on meeting them were.
Yeah, I met them whilst being an opposition TD. I've been actually working with two groups in particular, the Construction Defects Alliance and the Apartment Owners Network, who've represented residents from all over the country who've had very serious defects with their homes, some fire defects. Some of them have become very prominent in the news. People will be familiar with the awful case of Priory Hall and indeed others that are there. And when I was housing spokesperson in opposition, I'd given a commitment that should we be in government, that we would move forward with this. And, you know, some people's lives have been really so badly affected by serious problems with their own homes. We've seen that happen with Pyrite and with Mica on the other side of things, and we've been addressing that, and I launched the MICA scheme in Donegal there in July. But these particular homeowners, we need to get a handle on how many. Some say up to 92,000 apartments mainly, but not just apartments. Other homes, you know, remain to be addressed, and very serious ones. So I met with the groups in July. We had a very good meeting with my own officials in the department. We're drawing up now draft terms of reference, and I committed to meeting with affected residents and their representatives again this month in September, with a view to setting up an expert group. And this was the same process that was followed when Pyrite was addressed. I think it's the way to go. We committed in the programme for government to examine the issue of defective housing in the first 12 months, having regard to actually the Joint Oireachtas Committee's own report in the last Oireachtas. So, you know, this is an issue that needs to be addressed. It needs to be tackled. People need their lives back, frankly. Many people's lives have been really so badly affected by shoddy workmanship and latent defects in their homes. And some, you know, we've had very serious fire defects. We've had fires. We've apartment blocks as well that aren't able to get the required insurance that they need. So it is something that really needs to be addressed. And I, as Housing Minister and government, are committed to doing it.
In the course of the boom between 2000 and 2008, there was 130,000 apartments built. I don't have the figure for houses, but just for apartments. And the Construction Defects Alliance says, you're right, 92,000 of those are defective. That's 70% of all of the apartments that were built during the boom. Are you opening the state up to an unknowable, unquantifiable and probably unpayable bill?
No, that's why I'm addressing it in a very structured way. I think the figure of 92,000 is an estimate. Within that, and I know from within my own constituency, from dealing with residents groups here, is some defects are more expensive than others. Some are minor in nature insofar as cost, but serious, you know, if they're not addressed, such as fire breaks in apartments and things like that. So, no, I'm not opening up the state to a bill on this. What I'm saying I'm doing is to get the expert group together of people who are affected, along with my officials, to produce a report based on recommendations, and to produce those recommendations that I will bring back to government and to address it. And there will be options. There will be options. Certainly some assistance may be given by the state in this regard. But part of the work as well, Philip, will be actually quantifying the true nature of the problem. I use my own experience from dealing with Pyrite, that we thought that the Pyrite situation and the number of homes affected was much greater than it actually turned out to be. But that's why we need to do this piece of work alongside and working in cooperation with, as I said, the Construction Defects Alliance, the Apartment Owners Network and others.
But you know, Minister, what ends up happening to reports, what is the history of reports in this country. And when we have a looming bill for COVID of 20 billion or perhaps more, are you doing the wrong thing in raising expectations of homeowners that the state is going to be able to help them?
No, I'm not, and certainly not. What I'm doing is seeing good a commitment that is down in writing in the programme for government. We have to look at the options of what assistance the state can and should indeed provide. We've also got to look at what the insurance sector have or have not done in this area, and indeed parts of the construction sector. But we can't ignore this issue. Like, this is a real issue for many, many people, and is a safety issue for many, many people also. We've got to look at how we can help management companies, you know, who are managing a lot of these apartment blocks. And I'm actually happy to see that Minister Helen McEntee in Justice is actually reviewing legislation in that regard to make sure that we're tooled up properly, that managed estates have the resources that they need to manage these problems. But we can't. But Philip, to answer your question, no, it's not a report that's going to sit on a shelf. That's not how I do business. That's not how this government will do business.
Don't write the checks, do you?
No, and again, I'm not saying that, and I don't know how you're deriving that from what I'm saying. What we're saying is, and what I'm saying very clearly, is we'll have a stakeholders expert group set up that will actually examine this issue properly, that once and for all we will have a real handle on the scale of the issue and then how we need to address it. And it's not just, if you could let me say, it's not just all down to money. It's about providing a roadmap forward for people that we can actually rectify problems, some that are really serious. And I am quite confident we can do that. And certainly from my own perspective as Minister, I'm committed to doing that and to helping residents who are affected by this terrible problem.
And do you, as a Fianna Fáil Minister, have a special moral obligation in this regard, given that it was on Fianna Fáil's watch that the construction industry regulations were so watered down that this could have happened in the first place?
But a lot of the defects do are actually, you could trace them back to the period when there was a lot of building happening. Not all of them, I might add as well. And we need to make sure that any of those issues are addressed. I've an obligation to, I gave a commitment. It's a commitment in the programme for government.
Is the self-regulation that was introduced largely between 1997 and 2008 when Fianna Fáil was in government that led to so much of this shoddy workmanship.
I think what people will be really interested in seeing, and certainly residents that I talk to and apartment owners and homeowners that I know, what they're interested in is seeing a resolution to this. I feel an obligation to deal with issues as they certainly as they come up, and serious issues like this. I've been involved in working with representative groups on the construction defect side for a number of years now, like I did with pyrite when I was in opposition.
And you sound very sincere about this. So can we take it that this is a career commitment for you, that if you don't deliver on, well, you're going to have to do some serious atoning?
Well, I think you're taking a really big jump there if you're going to ask me to do what I'm saying to you, Philip, and what I've done on other things already in the short space of time where I've been minister, like removing the discretionary cap to let local authorities get back building up to 6 million, like launching the MICA scheme, you know, a number of things like that, like the work we're doing on affordable housing. These are commitments that we made that we intend to see through. And I am serious about this, and people require and need assistance here. But what we need to do is to make sure that we're clear on the scale of the issue and how the issue can be addressed. It's not something that can be left for another few years. And that's why I'm very grateful for the input that residents and representative groups have had. My department and local authorities, indeed, are drawing up a terms of reference so we can move forward on it. And I look forward to being back on Drive Time in the future, reporting progress on this.
All right. Well, we'll mark the date, 14th of September, and the commitment from you. And we will have you back on.
Yes, I look forward to it.
You can be assured of that.
Thank you.
But I'm not going to let you go there yet. We had a Red Sea poll at the weekend. Support for Fianna Fáil has slumped to 10%, a worst ever result for your party in such a poll. How worried are you now that not just that Fianna Fáil is unpopular in government, but that the party is in terminal decline?
No, I don't believe the party's in terminal decline at all. You know, we are only a number of months since the general election, where we're the largest party in the Dáil, the largest party in local government. Polls are that. They're a snapshot of opinion at that given day. And whilst, of course, someone would want to be higher than 10%, we don't live or die by polls. The main poll was at the general election. We've a lot of work to do in government, and we're getting on with it. We've the housing, health, education portfolio, public expenditure and reform, and indeed our
I know, but you know that the barometer by which you're being judged at the moment is your response to the virus. And the confidence in the government back in April was at 76%. Now, with Micheál Martin as Taoiseach, it stands at 36%.
I think it was always going to be more difficult, and this is acknowledged by all three parties in government, and indeed by the Taoiseach and the former Minister for Health, Simon Harris, that, you know, it was always going to be more difficult to plot a course through and out of a lockdown rather than going into a lockdown. If you look at what's been done just in the last 2 weeks, that we've a million of our school children back at school safely, 200,000 additional workers, that is no mean feat. And so much work went into that by the government as a collective to do that. Now, tomorrow, we'll be publishing, and I'm going to a cabinet meeting at 6 o'clock, in relation to how we live with COVID over the next few months, and to put forward that plan. If you look at the July stimulus and the support for jobs that this government brought forward, very, very significant. Lots of challenges, absolutely, yes.
And as you go into that cabinet meeting, I wonder, what's your view on the efficacy or the likelihood that localised lockdowns within the, not lockdown, sorry, restrictions will work within the city, or do they need to be applied across the city?
Well, I'm sure you won't mind me, you know, waiting till I actually go to that cabinet meeting at 6 o'clock.
I know, but you bring a view to that committee. You can tell us now.
I certainly have a view, and I've got to listen to public health advice too. But I think one of the reasons that we're publishing the plan tomorrow and a roadmap is, like, we have to live with COVID for the time being, until there is a vaccine that can be safely distributed, and if and until there is a vaccine. So life must continue with this, and we've got to do that in the safest possible way. People need jobs and livelihoods. They need a quality of life too. So I think what you look at what happened in Kildare, Laois and Offaly, which was really difficult for those three counties and the residents who were there, it had the effect in those counties, though, of driving down the numbers. So
exactly. So sauce for the goose, sauce for the gander. Should the same measures be applied in Dublin?
Well, I think, as I said to you, we're looking at a region of over 1 million people here as well, with many people working within that, and we've got to protect our economy too. So I'm going to listen to the public health advice. I think there are different ways and different restrictions. I don't believe we need to be looking at getting back into lockdowns and that type of thing. It's how we actually live along with the virus to make sure that we change how we're doing things to make it safer for everyone. Like, everyone knows.
And should the pubs open in a week's time?
Sorry, what's that?
Should the pubs open in a week's time?
Well, that is the plan, and that's been decided by Cabinet for the 21st, and I don't see any deviation from that, and I certainly haven't been advised to the contrary. What we want to make sure is, one, that everyone is safe and that the public is safe. Two, that we've capacity in our hospitals to deal with anyone who needs to be admitted due to COVID. But three, we need to make sure that people's livelihoods are protected as best as possible, that quality of life is protected as best as possible, that we protect those who are most vulnerable as well. Indeed, our homeless community had meetings this morning, first thing, with regard to what we need to continue to do there. So life has to go on with COVID. The country can't just stop. You know, there would be a very simple way. Well, not simple for anyone, but, you know, we can't be looking at lockdowns for the country, and we're not doing that. What we're looking now at is publishing a plan that shows how this country will be living with COVID and what we need to do to make sure that our people are safe, but that life continues in Ireland for the time being.
Minister for Housing, Dara O'Brien, thank you very much.